Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is just about everything in the Gospels about Saint Joseph, and especially this familiar passage, Matthew 1:18-23. When Jesus' mother had been solemnly engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be carrying a child. Her husband Joseph, who was a righteous man and not willing to put her to public shame, decided to divorce her quietly. But as he was thinking that way, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is conceived through the Holy Spirit. She's going to give birth to a son, and you're going to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him. He took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her before she gave birth to a son, and Joseph named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. The church is Christ's body in which he lives fully. Who lives in us? It's the one who's coming again. It's the one who rose from the dead, the one who was crucified for our sins, the one who preached wonder and worked wonders, the one who was conceived by the Holy Ghost and born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. We're in his story. And yet, right from the start of that story, Father Zechariah, Mother Elizabeth, St. Simeon, St. Anne, and the shepherds, if they're not seeing angels, they're seeing miraculous stars or having miraculous births or bursting out in spirit-led prophecy, or if you're the Virgin Mary, all of the above. Whereas, if you're me, none of the above. And sometimes for all of us, and more than it has to be for a lot of us, would you know what I meant by being in on it and yet feeling sort of out of it at the same time? St. Joseph might. Because Elizabeth shouts, and Mary shouts, and Zechariah shouts, and the shepherds, and Simeon and Anna shout, but Joseph doesn't shout. Joseph never had the Holy Ghost rushing into him with prophecy. Joseph never saw an angel, except in his dreams. And even the Star of Bethlehem, it came right to his house, and it says the wise men found the child with his mother. So it seems Joseph was out. Of course. Wouldn't you know it? And on the other hand, who could be more in on it than St. Joseph? I have never seen a manger scene without him. But on the other hand, compared to the Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit came upon her. The power of the Most High overshadowed her. How was Joseph even in the same stable with her? He was a small-town blue-collar worker, and he and his Mary, both of them so young when it started, old Joseph is a myth. Certainly both of them were virgins, and doubtless in love when, verse 18, they were solemnly engaged. Soon they were going to be together, like one of our sweet couples here in church, you know. And then he found out, verse 18, she was carrying a child. And he knew it wasn't his. And it felt like God had let everything crash and burn. Because it seemed impossible that apparently Mary wasn't what he thought she was. Which is like a bad dream, only he didn't wake up. Verse 19, he didn't want to put her to public shame. He decided he didn't want people to know that, not about her. Verse 19, he decided to just break up quietly. And he would have. Except he had this dream, which you might not think was all that big a deal, any more than you might think the Bible was all that big a deal. But in this dream that Joseph has, an angel tells him that Mary is still a virgin. And that the baby is a miracle, and that Joseph is supposed to be in on it. Joseph is supposed to be there because, verse 21, Joseph is supposed to name the baby Jesus, which means God's Savior, very good, because he's going to save his people from their sins. And then he woke up. But here's how the Holy Spirit came upon that young carpenter, and the power of the Most High overshadowed him. That dream wasn't just a dream any more than the Bible is just a book. It was the Word of God. The Word of God came upon him. The Word of God came to him. And by the Word of God, Joseph knew the Word of God when he heard it. And he believed the word of God when he heard it. Joseph was not needed by God. God the Father Almighty could have taken care of Mary and the child all by himself, but God wanted Joseph in on it. Why? Because out of it, everything crashes and burns. And there's nothing left but motions and buzzing and death and outer darkness. God wanted Joseph there with his son. God wanted Joseph to call him Savior. So he sent his word after Joseph. And by the word of God, verse 24, Mary was taken home by Joseph as his wife. And then Joseph took her to Bethlehem. Why? Because the government said, register for your taxes. And the word of God said, obey the government. So Joseph did. Which is how Joseph wound up in that stable as she went into labor far away from her folks and his folks too. Did Joseph have to cut the cord? And for sure, way outside town, there were fireworks in the sky over the fields where Joseph couldn't see. Of course. All Joseph saw was a baby that wasn't his. And then the shepherds came and told Joseph the word of God from heaven, and Joseph believed. 8 days later, his wife's son was circumcised. In verse 25, Joseph named him Jesus. When they took the knife and Mary's son bled for the first time, it was Joseph who said, his name is Savior. He will save us from our sins. How did he know who that child was? It was the word of God. And when the baby was 40 days old and the word of God said to take him to the temple, Joseph took him and his mother, and St. Simeon was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, and St. Anna was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, and Joseph knew the word of God when he heard it. And when he heard it, he believed the word of God. The wise men came and left, and then Joseph had this dream where an angel tells him, Herod is going to search for the child to kill him, take him and run for Egypt now. And spectacular Joseph, who couldn't speak one word of Egyptian, got up in the night, packed up the girl he loved and the child that wasn't his, and took off for Egypt and lived there for years, a stranger in a strange land, like Father Abraham, because like Father Abraham, he believed the word of God. And then in a dream, isn't Joseph ever going to see anything when he's awake? No, not till heaven. The word of God came, Herod's dead, go home. So Joseph went, and being warned in a dream, he kept going all the way back to nowhere Galilee, back to nothing Nazareth, back to doing carpentry day after day, which might seem kind of a letdown after everything else, except that it was day after day with, even when Joseph forgot, which he did once, it was day after day with the boy who wasn't really his. Except he really was his. Joseph called him Savior. In the middle of all the wonders and the shouting, there was a man who just believed the word of God, I want to be like Joseph. And I think that what Joseph's doing in the story is not just for his own sake. I think he's kind of saving a place in the story for me and for you who have the word of God for it all, like him. And in him, you see what the word of God can do. I mean, that when the word of God turned Joseph's life upside down, Joseph could have said, no, I've got my life planned already. Too many of us have said that. Maybe some of us are still saying that inside, which means insisting on staying out of it, which means without God and without hope in the world. Joseph could have said, how can I believe you when you go and break my heart like that? Lots of us have said that one. Joseph could have said, how can you just take over my wife? How can you just take over my life? Well, what else is God supposed to do? Leave you out? The word of God knew who he really was. Namely, verse 20, Joseph, son of David, lost heir to the throne. Did you know that? Yeah. Like all the world of lost heirs. And the word of God called him and kept him and brought him to that stable. And through all the rest of his strange adventure, and the word of God knows who you are. Oh, lost heir, read and see yourself. And then read and see yourself with Jesus. When he's found a lost heir. The word of God is calling us to keep us and to bring us not just to a stable, where God was born, but all the way to his throne. Can it all really be true? Ask Joseph. Heaven and hell and things way more impossible than a virgin birth. Things like, by the obedience of one shall multitudes be made righteous, and I'm looking at some of them right now. And by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus, he has made holy forever all who believe, and I'm looking at some of them right now. You know how we have not because we ask not? Yeah. In the same way, we doubt because we hear not. That is because faith comes by hearing, and the capacity to hear comes by the Word of God. It's by the Word of God that we know the Word of God when we hear it, and when we hear it, believe it, and therefore follow it. In on it all, like Joseph. But if we rarely hear it, we can barely hear. What's happening at devotions then? Morning and night. What's happening in sermons and adult and kids and junior Bible hour? It is the words of eternal life coming after us. What's happening at women's Bible study, adult instruction, junior confirmation? God is sending his word after you to get you in on it all. In on all the troubles and the kingdom and the endurance and the peace and the joy and the life that are ours in Christ Jesus by the word of God. That's how the Holy Spirit comes upon us. That's how the power of the Most High overshadows us, as he did Blessed Mary and her young husband too. It's the word of God's grace that gets us in on it all, into the huge story, all the way to the finale. Because his word will accomplish the purpose for which he sent it, you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace, impossibly in and all the way up to the face of love himself, where we're going to see Saint Joseph in on it all, and where we'll see with our eyes what Joseph is seeing right now, here and now, while our own righteousness crashes and burns as it has so often. Can I get a witness? The Word of God knows who you are, and the Word of God says, quote, you are to call him Jesus. It says, call him Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. You tell him, you will save your people from your sins. The word says so. And his people, those are sinners who, when it's all too strange and painful and wonderful and way too good to be true, his people are the ones who are like the carpenter from Nazareth. I don't mean Jesus. I mean his foster father. I've never burst out with spirit-led prophecy, and I've never seen one angel, not yet. And you've never seen a miraculous star, or, so far as I know, had a miraculous birth. With you, God has worked direct. The Word of God has come to his people, and by the Word of God, they know the Word of God, and when they hear the Word of God, they believe it, and they go where the Word of God sends them, namely, on the road to everlasting joy, day after day of this strange adventure. And while we're still on the road, we are, as a matter of fact, closer to Mary's son than Joseph was on the road to Egypt. We are his church, his body in whom he lives, by the word of God on bread and wine, by the word of God on the water, by the word and by the word and by the word and by the word and by the word of God. Amen.